The Ray Horner Morning Show, on demand on akronnewsnow.com and streaming on WAKR.net.
With us right now is Darren Weimer, and Darren is the Executive Director of Summit Education Initiative. And I know from speaking with these folks through the years here on 1590 WAKR, they do a lot of good. And I guess let's start right there, Darren, and do the education for everybody to talk about Summit Education Initiative.
Sure. Thank you, Ray. Summit Education Initiative is a nonprofit that works with all the schools in Summit County to help them improve educational achievement for all of the students. Our ultimate goal is to dramatically increase the performance of all of our students in the county.
And you offer this through various programs and enlightened education and such, not going case by case, but talk about some of the programs that are offered.
Sure. One of the biggest changes with Summit Education Initiative over the last couple of years is we've moved away from running individual programs and moved those programs to other organizations that have taken them over that have been really successful. And we now are kind of a backbone organization that supports all the educators in the county, whether those be public schools, private schools, charter schools. And we help inform the leaders and the teachers in all those schools on how they can better work with their students to improve their performance. So we're more embedded in the improvement of all the kids in the county rather than running individual programs now.
Okay, so then let's take it to the next part. And the one thing that you wanted to come in and talk about this morning was kindergarten readiness.
Right. One of the things with Summit Education Initiative is we work along a pipeline or a continuum, and it starts in very early learning and it goes all the way through to students leaving high school successful for whatever they choose to do, whether that be in a career or in college. And so we call along those pipelines transition points. One of the critical transition points that we know makes a huge difference on students being successful ultimately when they leave school is to be ready for kindergarten. Believe it or not, that is a huge factor in students being successful. And so this week, Summit County Executive Russ Pry has proclaimed the first week of August as Kindergarten Readiness Week. So today, for example, we have a program at the Akron Summit County Main Library starting at 10 o'clock today that's open to the public that we're hopeful that parents of youngsters, preschoolers, stop down and get information about what it means to be ready for kindergarten. And we'll have Gilby there, and we'll have Paws, the mascot for the Akron Summit County Main Library. We'll have pizza, water, gift cards available for people to come and participate to gather information on how they can help their child so they can have a good start to school.
Yeah, that's one thing I went through a few years back with Rocco, now preparing with the twins, is that kindergarten has changed a whole lot since I went to kindergarten with a blanket and graham crackers.
That's exactly right. Same with me. Yes, it used to be come take a nap even.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, today, kindergarten, most school districts offer or even require all-day kindergarten. And kindergarten is really what we had is first grade.
Yeah.
And everything is being pushed down to earlier levels. And that's why it's so important that our children that are coming into kindergarten out of a preschool or a daycare environment have the necessary skills just to start right away to be successful.
Darren Weimer is with us. He is the Executive Director of Summit Education Initiative. What are some of those things that parents and families should prepare for in getting the child ready for kindergarten?
Well, there are really five areas that we look at in terms of children being ready. One is communication. One is daily activities. One is just academic skills. One is motor skills, and the other is social skills. So, for example, in communication, we want children just to be able to ask a simple question and to be able to answer a simple question. So as parents or as just community members or neighbors, when you're talking to a preschool-age child and you ask them a question, give them time to answer the question. Don't answer it for them, which is always an impulse that we have. And then allow them to ask you questions, allow them to labor through asking a question, and then give them the answer. Children in the area of communication should be able to tell you their first name and their last name. So it's important when you're interacting with a preschool child just to say, well, tell me your name, and then allow them to say both their first and last names. The other thing that you would want to encourage in communication is eye contact. In the area of motor skills, we'd like children to be able to use scissors to be able to cut on a line. We'd like them to be able to hold a crayon or a pencil properly. Those would be an example of things you'd like to have in motor skills. You'd like them also to be able to maneuver around your room without bumping into things. And so just helping children when they're in your family room or in the kitchen, that they're not banging into chairs or ottomans and things like that as they're just maneuvering, that helps them be ready for kindergarten, believe it or not. In the pre-academic skills, which, as we were talking about earlier, matter more now in kindergarten than they used to, we really would like children to be able to recognize the numbers 1 through 10. We'd like them to be able to count from 1 to 20. We'd like them to be able to recognize all of their capital letters and recognize all of their lowercase letters. If they can write their first name, print their first name, that'd be awesome if they could do that. That's not necessary, but it certainly is an indicator of their readiness. Other academic skills that we like them to be able to rhyme words and be able to repeat rhyming words. In terms of social skills, it's all those common things of being able to share, play together, take turns, those types of things, where it's really important for us to structure time for our children to play with other children. You know, so much now with the video game era, you know, it's very easy to set your child down in front of the TV to play a video game or to watch a movie. And really, they need to be interacting with other children.
You know, one thing we've learned in our family, Darren, going through the experience with my son Rocco, is he was exhausted when he went to the kindergarten time. And you know, and he was pretty active, too. But all of a sudden, you're using that brain 5-6 hours of going through all this. And you're exactly right. Getting them ready for this kindergarten is going to help them. Because as a family, we had Elizabeth that went through years ago, and kindergarten had changed. And now, seeing the experience with Rocco, we're handling a little bit different than twins, getting them ready to go. But, yeah, that's another thing, too, was the physicality of it for these youngsters.
Sure, it's very different than when we
were. They were exhausted.
Yes,
I mean,
that's very true. And so are the teachers at the end of the day. The important thing for the children is the teachers recognize that when they first come into kindergarten, especially an all-day program, although more and more children are coming out of an all-day preschool experience because of working parents and so on. But teachers recognize that they need to pace the level of demand for the children when they first start up, because the children do. They get tired during the day. They get lots of breaks in kindergarten. Lots of, you know, it's a lot of very short learning activities of 4, 5, 7 minutes, and they change activities because of the attention span. But kids build up their endurance. And so as they move through September and into October, they begin to get their footing.
Yeah, we notice that. Darren Weimer is with us. He's the executive director, Summit Education Initiative. A little bit more on Summit Education Initiative then for us, Darren.
Sure. We are really excited about the partnerships that we're building in the community with the business community and the philanthropy community, that we're working to align everyone's efforts behind that pipeline that I mentioned earlier, where we know there are key transition points along the way. So in other words, it's our vision that in this county, first of all, that we have the best education system in the state of Ohio, right here in Summit County. That's our vision. That's where we want to be. We want this to be the destination point for people to come to raise their families, because we know families value education. And we want families moving into our county who value education. So our goal is to have that top-notch education system. So we believe in order to do that, we have to align all the different resources that are in our county so that we are helping our students achieve along those critical transition points. And so a big part of our effort is working with all the other organizations in the county to help them work along that pipeline.
August is Summit Kids Month, and we'll be talking all about that for the next week. Again, what do you have going on today, Darren?
Today is Kindergarten Readiness Fair at the Akron Summit Main Library, right on High Street. You come in the High Street entrance into the atrium area there. There will be a booth set up for parents to get information. They'll also get activities, some of the ones that I was sharing earlier, that they can do at home with their children to help get them ready for kindergarten. Also, we'll have pizza, water. We'll have a couple of the big mascots there for the children to interact with. It'll be a fun couple of hours from 10 to noon today.
10 to noon today. People want more information on Summit Education Initiative. Do you have a website, Facebook, and such?
We do. We have Facebook, Twitter. We're at SEI Summit. summiteducationinitiative.org. And you can find all the information about Summit Education Initiative right there.
All right, Darren, thanks for coming in. Good education. Keep up the good work. It's that time of year.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Darren Weimer with us this morning, Executive Director of Summit Education Initiative. We're going to talk more about August being Summit for Kids Month when we look at Russ Pry, who will be in our studio coming up on Monday between 8 and 9. Summit Kids Month is the month of August.
The Ray Horner Morning Show. On air weekdays 6 to 10 on 1590 WAKR. Streaming live on WAKR.net and AkronNewsNow.com. And on demand at AkronNewsNow.com.